Time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Stephanie Kaw. And, you know, in the past, they've done this on Christmas Day. They've had dinner for people that, you know, are kind of alone and maybe don't have a big family to get around. And this is just a great thing. We had to postpone it last year. Didn't get to do it for obvious reasons. And this year, we're back at it, and it's going to be better than ever. And Stephanie came in to talk to us about it today. Stephanie, how are you?
I am doing well today. Thank you so much for asking. How are you?
I'm doing great. Let's get right into this, because this is such a great event. And first and foremost, who really puts this on? Is it an organization, or is it really just a community group that gets together?
It is a community group. It is a nonprofit organization called Community Cares. And, you know, we were just, you know, wanted to spread some Christmas cheer, and we truly have a mission statement that no one deserves to be alone on Christmas. And so we formed a committee a few years ago, and ever since then we've done this every year, for the exception of last year, unfortunately.
Yeah, unfortunately, and last year we lost a lot of things, and it was sad that we lost this, but it's back this year. And so let's get into it and talk about the different aspects of this and how it all is going to work out and come together.
So initially, we do have a indoor Christmas dinner. It's your traditional turkey, ham dinner, and you can come on into the college at the Jennifer Levitt Center. We have entertainment. We have a lot of things going on, a children's center where they can put together cookies. So it's an amazing, amazing time. We have entertainment there. They play music. You can even go home with your own poinsettia and some candy. We also offer, if you're not able to come in, you can also have meals delivered to you. And you are also able to be picked up and brought over to the college.
So, and that's another great thing is that, you know what, if you're elderly, if you can't get out and you're not really mobile, they will come and pick you up and take you to dinner, and then they'll bring you home.
Most definitely.
That is a great, great thing to do for this. So let's talk about some of the logistics of this, because you've got to have quite a group of volunteers that help you with this one.
Right. So we have our committee of about 8 to 10 people, but, you know, all of the community volunteers that come in, we are so beyond grateful for everyone that comes in. I get calls, Brenda Dieter as well, who's a huge part of this committee. She was one of the people that helped begin this. She gets many calls from different people that have reached out from the community. And the college, USU Eastern, is a huge help as well. They bring in their own crew to help with the cooking and volunteering and setting up.
And so if anyone is interested in volunteers, are you still looking for volunteers for this?
Oh, yeah, definitely. We never turn away help.
Okay, so what do they need to do if they want to go and help out?
Okay, so they can give me a call. I have my phone number is available. We have an ad going around. And Brenda Dieter is also a good person to reach out to. And Pam Kaw is another person that's also available.
And once again, this is going to be on Christmas Day.
Yes.
On the campus of USU Eastern there in the Jennifer Levitt Student Center. About what time are you going to plan
it? It starts at around 2. I mean, if you get there a little bit early, it's not a big deal. And it lasts till about 4 o'clock.
And so once again, let's give them the rundown. If you are, you know, if you're just looking to be around friends and family, anything really.
Oh, yes. You're totally welcome to come. This program is not strictly for people without you know, a place to go. It's just, you know, a place that everyone can gather, and just so you're not alone on Christmas, or you just want to spend a good time with your family and friends. That's what we're all about.
And really, I think the best part of it too is if you need transportation, they're willing to go pick you up and bring you there. Or you know what, if you're looking for a meal itself, you know, maybe and you'll deliver that to them and take
exactly
that to them.
Oh, yes.
All right. So once again, if anybody has information, needs information, they can get a hold of you.
They can. We also have a Community Cares Facebook page
Okay.
that you can reach out on that as well. Also, I would just love to add, Dave, that you also have the opportunity, say you're not going to be in town or you already have your plan set out. If you would like, you can also make a donation to the Community Cares group, and we have a P.O. box that you can send money to, or okay. You can just reach out to the
All right, and you can find everything right there on that Community Cares Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
And then exactly. We'll go ahead and we'll actually put a link to that and have it be on our webpage as well. So if anybody's interested in any of this, this is such a great thing and a great event. And we have quite a few people, even elderly people in our area that, you know, spend a lot of time alone at Christmas and things like that. So it's always good. Get them out of the house, go and have dinner and get around people and enjoy Christmas Day and just enjoy that family and that camaraderie and just being around people and enjoying that.
And it's also important to note as well that, you know, this has been a big thing for Carbon County. I don't know if many are aware, we are also reaching out to people in Emery County. So if there are people that you know in Emery County, please let us know. And we're more than happy to deliver to them. And or they are more than welcome to come over
come
to us.
Come on over. All right. Once again, it is the Community Cares Christmas Dinner. It's going on Christmas Day at USU Eastern at the Jennifer Levitt Student Center, starting around 2:30, you said? 2 to 4:30?
It's 2 to 4.
2 to 4. So, you know what? If you know somebody or if you are somebody, check out get the information, give them a call, and they'll take care of the rest of it for you. Stephanie, thank you so much for doing this. This is awesome.
Oh, thank you so much.
This is what Christmas is all about, really.
Oh,
it is.
Definitely. It is the time for giving and... We are more than happy to do it.
All
Thank
right.
you so much.
Thank you. Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM.